they roll again? Welcome back, folks. Shoulders to the mat. It's our WrestleMania weekend preview. And I'm kind of going to take a break from running down because, quite frankly, we're, you know, a little bit tired from running down.
Are we?
I think we've already run down like 8 shows.
Somewhere.
So it's a long day. Joining us in studio, though, this is a sight to behold. It really is. It's unbelievable.
It is clearly one of the greatest things.
Absolutely. It is the Macho Fan.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Wow.
This is gonna be a fun 15
that's
minutes.
Really good.
That is really, really good.
Before we begin, I want you guys. I brought gifts. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah. Snap in the little Slim Jims. Oh yeah.
That's funny
because it's funny because
we actually have gifts for you.
Yeah. Okay, but Nick, our very, very fine intern, actually brought you a gift too. But I'll give you 2 guesses as to what it is.
Into it.
Yeah. Let's do this. This is wonderful.
This is a guy who's gained some notoriety and has become extremely popular at shows, especially around the Chicagoland area. Probably the most well-known moment of Macho.
Yeah.
What do I call? Do I call you Macho?
Macho Fan is fine. Yeah.
Macho Fan's fine.
Sure. Mr. Fan, sir.
Mr. Fan. Yeah. For those of you obviously that do watch Raw. It was Labor Day, I believe.
Yes.
Were in Chicago, and a certain somebody catches sight of Macho here right after the show goes off the air and invites him into the ring, and there's obviously a lot of fans taking pictures and everything like that. And I mean, what was something like that meaning to you?
It was lifelong wrestling fan of being a WWE ring, that was unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Took me in the ring with him. He said, "Give him a nice macho spin," and I was like, "Ooh yeah!" And then I ended my turn. And I saw the turnbuckle. I'm like, "I gotta hit this turnbuckle," and I just, man, everybody went nuts. It was goosebumps all up and down. It was awesome.
And then actually, the way that we got connected was one of the big bosses over here, Peter Ferreri. Peter, if you're listening, there you go. There's your shout out. actually, the two of you met at the Impact tapings were up in Hoffman Estates.
Right, yes. Right.
So, how did this start?
I've always been a fan of WWE. You know, Macho Man. I was a Hulkamaniac growing up. Of course, everybody was. I think my age. But then, as I started understanding wrestling more and more, I kind of saw, hey, this Macho Man guy is pretty good. You know. I mean, he's a wrestler, he's got his entertainer. So I got into it, I've always liked him, and then back in like 2009, I think it was, my brother got me the 3-disc box set of the Macho Madness, so I watched that. Well, I got all into it. It's been, ever since, I wanted to dress up for Halloween, and I was overweight back then, I was like 260. I lost 60 pounds for this.
Wow.
Yeah, over 3 years. I couldn't do it the first year in 2009, 10, 11. I said, 2012 is going to be the year of the Macho Man. And then, of course, he passed away, so I knew I had to do it, you know. So, yeah. And that's it.
We always put it that Macho Man died to stop the rapture.
Yeah, right, of course.
So,
because,
I mean, it was about three. I think it was like 3
You brought something up that was interesting. You were a Hulkamaniac as a kid.
Right.
And then you became a Macho Man fan.
Right.
What were the mega powers like for you?
Oh, because, I mean, no matter what, I still have the Macho. I was a Hulkamaniac, but the Macho Man was still up there. So that was the tag team. I mean, you know, that was growing up. You know, the SummerSlam 88 when they first, I can't even, it was amazing.
Mega Powers versus the Mega Bucks, it was.
Yeah, right.
So now,
my question, though, is that they tag teamed back in the 80s, but by the end, you know, of things, they didn't really like each other too much.
Right.
Are you still a Hulkamaniac now?
WrestleMania. Oh, you mean like to this day?
Yes.
I still love him. I still love the Hulkster. I can't hide those feelings. I mean, growing up, I mean, Hulk Hogan winning a title was like the Bears winning the Super Bowl for me. You know, when you think it's all, you know, you're a kid, it's all good. It's all you know. But right now, yeah, I'm a Hulkamaniac, of course, but Macho Man, this is definitely number one now. You gotta love the Macho Man, yeah.
Well, I don't think you'd have a choice with something like that, unless you start dyeing the beard blonde.
No.
And maybe shaving a little.
Right.
So, now, obviously, is this a big time of year for you? You know, WrestleMania is coming up and all the other events going on?
Yeah, definitely. I love WrestleMania. I watch it every year. I actually attended, like, eight in a row. I went from 17 through 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I missed 22 because my son was born the day before. I had tickets.
Go figure that the one that's actually in Chicago and you missed that one.
Flew all over the U.S. The one that's in Chicago, I had to miss it, but that's the only.
But at least you got to see the Houston one. You got to see the one that I consider, and I think we all consider,
the number one overall seed in our WrestleMania tournament, which we're going to be continuing later today. Make sure you check that out on our Facebook page. I mean, like I said, we made it the number one seed overall, 17. What was that like, awesome, being in the Astrodome?
That was awesome. Austin Rock at the end, fantastic. Yeah. The place was nuts. It was like the first big one since, I want to say, WrestleMania. Was it 8 at the Hoosier Dome?
You know, yeah, eight was in Indianapolis.
Yeah, right, in Indianapolis. So this was the first
one. When a certain somebody won the title.
Yeah, of course. That was a great match, Flair. Oh, fantastic. But anyway, 17 was awesome in Houston. Place just blew up. I mean, that match, Kurt Angle against
We're not WWE.
Yeah,
you can say Christian.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a great match.
We may joke and say Canadian Wrestler X. You can say that.
The first match that Triple H and Undertaker had, that was fantastic. Yeah.
The one that WWE forgot for a long time.
Fantastic match. And, of course, the main event was awesome. You know?
And of course, the greatest match on that card, the gimmick Battle Royal.
Of course.
Of course. Didn't the Iron Sheik win that?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
I took pictures with the Sheik at the Fan Access that year.
Oh, wow.
And then Nikolai Volkov, you know, he did the whole thing. Cool. He was the Madden State, fooey, number one. It was awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, I've got to ask, you are married.
Yes, I am.
I'll just to keep with everything, we'll say Mrs. Elizabeth.
Yeah, Mrs. Elizabeth, right there.
How does she feel about, you know, the get up and the personality and everything?
She didn't like the beard, because I grew a beard for this, too. This is all, you know, thing. And she, I don't think the beard's growing on her. once you get caught up in macho madness, there ain't no slowing it down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
This is a lot of fun, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
We don't even need the soundboard.
I'm always quoting him around the house. My son, he's 7. He's going to be 7 on Monday. He's over there saying, nothing but garbage, guy. You know Tito Santana. He knows all their interviews. I mean, it's wild.
You got to start him young.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, we do have to take a break because the segment got cut a little bit short. So real quick, we're going to take a break, come back, and more with the Macho Fan come back. It is WrestleMania Weekend Preview, Shoulders to the Mat, only on Chicagoland Sports Radio. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right. As my partner just said, we're playing the Randy Savage version. I don't think we could play Booker T's song for Hulk Hogan, though. Though WWE nearly pulled it off. We're back here on Shoulders to the Mat. We've got the Macho Fan joining us in studio. We're having a great time eating our Slim Jims. Now,
could have come empty-handed.
Screw vitamins and prayers.
Forget your vitamins and prayers and milk and all that. We want the Slim Jims.
I've got a question, though. Everybody's got their favorite Macho Man promo. Mine is the Danger Zone promo.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one.
Macho Mania would love you.
What's your favorite? Like, do you have a favorite?
Favorite promo?
Promo?
I like them all. I really love the one with Jake the Snake when it was a Tuesday night in Texas. Before that, when he was when he got all into it, and Mean Gene was, he goes like, if all you women out there were forced to watch your man lay down unconscious, being slapped by another man, that might make you a little bit upset. They might make you a little bit over the edge. They might make you a little bit insane. And all that, you know. And he went into it, but not me, Snake Man, because I know what I'm going to do to you tonight. He said, maybe I am insane. Maybe I am insane, and maybe it's time for you, Jake the Snake Roberts, to find out how insane I am, yeah. Right now, yeah. And Mean Gene was like, let's get back to ringside. He couldn't believe it. I mean, that was like so intense. That's, he popped his glasses. Oh, it was awesome.
That was amazing.
And it's amazing how you go like straight from Macho Man to your normal voice.
To regular like, self.
Back and forth, man. He's in there, I think, somewhere. I don't know. I'm crazy.
Oh my!
I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, I brought it up. Do you ever like watch the Botchmania videos on there? Because it used to be, I think, for about the first like 140, 150, they actually would use Macho Man snippets during the intro every single time.
Yeah.
So and it was always a lot of fun. But you would hear, you know, the Danger Zone or. I think they did use Slim Jim, or they would use parts of promos and things like that. Yeah. I was wondering if you've ever like seen any of those videos.
Not really.
No?
I've seen all those. I've probably gotten all those interviews, man, by heart, you know.
Honestly, you could probably re-quote all of them.
Yeah. Wow. Like, especially the ones on that DVD set. Oh, my God, I watched them all 100 times.
It's, you know, it's so. Real quick, it's update time. It's update time.
It is update time.
Alrighty.
No.
Well, real quick, you're listening to WrestleMania Weekend Preview on Shows to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports Radio with the Macho Fan in studio. But it's Nick's turn real quick, so we'll be right back.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud. And let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation, the Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision.
I don't want to cut this off.
Welcome back. But you know what the best part of this promo is?
What?
He has the cup of cream in his hand the whole time. Because he is the cream of the crop. Yeah.
There you go.
All over.
All right, welcome back, folks. Shoulders to the Mat. It's our WrestleMania weekend preview. We're here with the Macho Fan. We're going to get back a little bit into running down a couple of the shows. We're going to run down Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor 7. We are going to do it with our special guest, though. Mm-hmm. I know you said you do watch some Ring of Honor.
Here and there, yeah.
You know, which is great because one of my favorite performers, and I guess I'd assume everybody's, also had tributes himself to Randy Savage is on this card, correct?
Trying to think of who.
Dude.
The Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor?
Actually, I don't know that he's on this card.
Really?
That's why I'm saying I...
You don't know?
He is on the card. Oopsie. Right, well...
Black Machismo? Well, I don't think he's not Black Machismo
he's
anymore.
He's not Black Machismo anymore.
But Jay Lethal is on this card.
Yeah. And obviously, are you Jay Lethal fan at all?
I like Jay Lethal. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's going to be in a number one contenders match against Unbreakable Michael Elgin. And then also you got Machine Gun Carl Anderson coming back from Japan. He's going to be facing Roderick Strong. And then this should be an interesting one. The World's Greatest Tag Team, or Wrestling's Greatest Tag Team, whatever they're being called.
Shelton Benjamin and Shelton Benjamin.
Facing off against each other. It's Ring of Honor's version of the Mega Powers Explode.
There you go.
It's World's Greatest Tag Team Explode. It's on here. World's Greatest Tag Team Explodes. So it's Charlie Haas versus Shelton Benjamin, obviously multi-time tag team champions. And then you've got ACH and Tadarius Thomas versus QT Marshall and a mystery partner. One can only wonder who the mystery partner is.
It's either,
maybe it's Brian Kendrick.
It's either Brian Kendrick or Marty Jannetty.
If you were in here for all the other times you mentioned those two names, trust me, it's actually a possibility.
Marty Jannetty is the show's running gag.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then in a 10-man war, you've got Team Ring of Honor, BJ Whitmer, Mark Briscoe, Mike Mondo, Caprice Coleman, and Cedric Alexander versus Scum. It's essentially Ring of Honor's NWO almost.
Yeah.
And that's it's Jimmy Jacobs, Cliff Compton, Rhett Titus, Jimmy Rave, and Rhino.
Now, why is Mark in this match? Where's Jay?
We'll get to that.
I was helping the
but,
Force.
But, however, getting to... Well, actually, you already mentioned Jay Lethal and Michael Elgin. What am I thinking? So then we also have a triple threat world TV champion, which is why Matt Hardy is not wrestling in the 10-man war. You've got Matt Taven with Truth Martini versus Adam Cole versus the self-proclaimed icon, Matt Hardy.
How appropriate for Matt Hardy.
You know, it's New York City. It's Ring of Honor. They do not like the Hardys. Expect, like, an epic-sounding, like, Cena-sounding booze.
You know, it's interesting how they turned. Because I remember at Royal Rumble 2000, they couldn't, like, Matt and Jeff were at that match against the tables match against the Dudleys.
That was 2000.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, they loved him, now they hate him.
And, of course, that ended when Jeff Hardy jumped off the second tier almost.
Yeah.
Any memories of that one, Macho?
I remember that, dude. Jeff Hardy was awesome. I was actually, when I went to WrestleMania 25, when he did the thing on Edge and the ladder.
Oh yeah.
He's amazing. He puts his body in the line. He's sick.
So, I mean.
But that's not Matt Hardy.
No, not Matt. No,
it's not. Yeah, it's definitely not Matt. Matt's the one who does the Twist of Fate with the chair.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Matt's the weird guy.
Well, they're both kind of.
Yeah, but. Jeff's in a major wrestling promotion in 2013.
Matt's not. Matt's in the third largest. Right. So then also for the World Tag Team Champions, you got Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, Red Dragon versus the American Wolves, Davey Richards, Eddie Edwards. That's going to be an action-packed, hard-hitting.
Show stealer?
Absolutely. That's absolutely going to be a show stealer. You know, so. And then we mentioned Jay because Mark's in the 10-man war. The reason Jay's not in it is because Jay will be Jay will be fighting for the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. However, his opponent is unknown because Kevin Steen has to defend the title against Mark in North Carolina first. Whoever wins that one, like I said, and that's why I'm not a fan of this, whoever wins that one will then face Jay in New York City.
I'm personally hoping it's Kevin Steen get a nice rematch.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd love to see Mark versus Jay.
Mark versus Jay. That's what I was thinking.
Any opinions?
Like Jay Lethal. Hope he goes all the way, that guy. Hello.
So he's got to win. He's got to win the number one contenders match.
Right. Yes. And then he gets. And then
now, since we're mentioning Jay Lethal, were you at the last Ring of Honor pay per view? Because that was here.
I couldn't make that one.
Yeah, and then you know, everyone thought, and actually myself included, that was Jay Lethal's night.
Yeah,
and a lot of us did.
Speaking of Chicago, and it's not on this card. Where is Bennett with Maria? Have we officially kicked Maria out of the
Chicago? Here's my question. Where's the Chicago connection at all?
Maria.
She hasn't lived in Chicago in years,
But she's from here.
But the question is, where's Colt Cabana?
Colt Cabana doesn't work for Ring of Honor anymore.
Colt Cabana,
what are you talking about?
Colt Cabana's on...
Oh, yeah, that's...
He's working CZW.
Well, who are you talking
don't
about?
Don't bring that up. I don't know.
He
mentioned Chicagoans on the card, and we went to Bennett and Maria.
Because are we kicking Maria out of Chicago like we kicked D-Wade out of Chicago?
Whoa, D-Wade kicked himself out of Chicago.
Yeah. He paid for Richard's high school gym and then kicked himself out.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
So, now obviously, being a former world champion like our guest is, Kevin Steen or Mark Briscoe versus Jay Briscoe, Kevin Steen's held the title for over a year also. Do you think...
Well, I mean, he's...
I was asking our guest.
Oh, my mistake.
Do you think Kevin Steen could survive everything and move out of wherever this is? New York City? I think it's in New York City.
I hope so. I'm not sure, but I hope so.
So, and once again, shout out to Matt. It's WrestleMania weekend preview. And we're here with the Macho Fan in studio talking Ring of Honor, Super Card of Honor 7. And then also... We're not even going to put too much focus on this. They do have TV tapings on Saturday,
but which it's TV.
It's the TV taping, so it's not like a major huge event. This one is Friday night, April 5th, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, since it's in New York City. This one for the iPay-per-view, go to Ring of Honor, or almost said the full thing, ROHWrestling.com.
Are they still running through Go Fight Live or no?
No, they stopped that. Ring of Honor might be the only company ever that actually has problems with iPay-per-view.
That's because they run it themselves.
Well, no. But they had problems with GoFi Live, and then they started running it themselves, and then they had problems with that. And
yeah, that's true.
It's just gotten to be an ugly thing. So, honestly,
I like
and,
it.
Any more questions for our guest?
I don't know. Like, how did you feel about the NWO Macho Man? Because, you know, he changed a lot in WCW. He did.
I like Wolfpack Macho Man. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, when he was bad, he was all right. I mean, he was always a good heel.
Yeah.
Macho Man was always a great heel. But when he became, I always liked when the fans were behind him. That was awesome. Just the music and the walking in, just
with the robe and
the robe and all that. Yeah, I love the robe in the beginning when he switched over to the cowboy hat and the fringe. I mean, that was pretty sweet too. But
yeah.
The robe was nice too.
I tell you, I don't know if I could ever say I was ever against Macho Man.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, I was not against, you know, but I preferred him better when the crowd was behind him. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I love WrestleMania 7. I started off as a heel and went to just right in the same match.
Yeah.
They don't do that nowadays. It's just such a great total story.
And quite frankly, he carried Ultimate Warrior to, I would dare say, the best match of Warriors career.
I'd say, right, definitely. WrestleMania 7 was the Warriors' best match.
Because you're talking 30 minutes in a career match. And
right.
What was it, five elbows?
Five elbows.
Yeah.
Five elbows, and then Warrior kicks out at one.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, I think he actually pissed a lot of people off because he kicked out at one.
Could have went to 2.5 at least.
Jeez.
Yeah,
so.
But he got Elizabeth.
That's true. Okay, there we go. Favorite manager? Miss Elizabeth or Sensational Queen Sherry?
Oh, Miss Elizabeth.
Or what about Gorgeous George? Or the Queen
or
of
Miss Madness? No, let's think realistically here. Sherry Martel or Elizabeth?
Is there a question?
I say Miss Elizabeth.
I'm sure most people would say Elizabeth, but I've heard people say Sherry Martel.
No, Sherry. Yeah. For me, when I think Sherry Martel, I think Shawn Michaels.
Right. Exactly.
I think Booker T.
You hear the voice in the song.
I think of Harlem Heat more than I think of Shawn Michaels.
I mean, every time Michael's music hits, it's a
voice. Yeah.
At the beginning, it was.
Right, you hear that it's still,
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm more shocked at this jittery. Outfit. Like, how
long did it take to make?
How long did it take?
I think it took about, a couple months.
A couple months.
Yeah. Months. Wow.
Yeah.
Because you had to find everything.
Right. Yeah. Basically, you just bought the white leather jacket and the hat.
So did you make this, or did you have somebody else make it? Oh, okay, somebody else. But you do the full getup, including right down to the tape on the fingers.
Yeah, I got the tape. I've studied them. Moves down and everything.
Are you looking to go to any more shows in Chicago?
Yeah, I might be doing some stuff for some independent shows, some charity work for them.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about independent shows.
Yeah,
we love independent. I'm showing him my bracelet that says Defend Independent Wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Can you mention any?
Nothing set in stone just yet, but I know I got invitations.
Are these Chicagoland companies?
Yeah, like Anarchy.
Anarchy.
Yeah. I got an invitation to that and some other shows,
So who knows? If maybe you get an invitation to AAW out in Berwyn also. Maybe one of these days we'll run into each other again.
And then we got the pay-per-view in June. If I get some good seats down there,
Can't help me. Can't help us with that.
Yeah. Well, I was at my original seats for Raw were on the aisle, fourth row, and they moved me because I was in every shot.
Really?
Yeah, they filmed a match for Superstars, and Matt Stryker came out, and I got right in his face. Woo yeah! And Drake was hanging over the barricade.
And I'm sure it's Matt Stryker, so he was probably going nuts
because
he's a macho fanatic.
He gave you a high five. He went crazy. But this one, the WWE guy goes, "Hey, you gotta move, buddy, or take the costume off." And I was like, "Oh no, look for the Macho Man!"
Wow, they really actually told you either move or take the.
Right. Jeez. But they gave me front row seats, which I think probably ended up getting me in the ring. If I was
if you were back there, they probably wouldn't have been as noticeable.
Right. Exactly. No. So I got front row ring seats.
I can even think off the top of my head a couple of companies that would probably love to have you, even just in the crowd, like a Chikara or Wrestling Is Fun, something like that. Show up in that, and you'll definitely get noticed.
Yeah.
What about things like Wizard World Comic Con is very wrestler friendly.
So is CTE too.
Yeah, are you planning on going to any of those?
Yeah, I want to try to go to Comic Con. Sure.
I tell you what, if they approve us, and they better, we would be glad to have you, come along with us.
Send me a message.
Absolutely.
I'll definitely.
Best way, absolutely, because we got to wrap this up. We got to take a break in a couple minutes. Best way is there a way fans can. You know, plug my good man.
The Macho Fan. That's my Facebook page. The Macho Fan. Go ahead and like it to experience all the madness. I got pictures from Raw, TNA, some events I've done. Just you know,
today.
Today.
I'm watching the page get updated.
Yeah, the Macho Fan. It's on Facebook. So okay. Go ahead and hit like on that, please.
All right. You think we should maybe take a?
Yeah.
I think it's about time to take a break.
Take a break.
Take a break.
Come back with some
WrestleMania weekend preview on Shoulders to the Mat. You are listening. Thank you very much also to our special guest, the Macho Fan,
anytime.
And everybody else who's been here with us. And you know what? I think it's about time we take a break. So we will be right back.